Talking with the Strathford Rockets brand new general manager, Andrew Ferlette. Andrew, thank you very much for doing this with us right off the top, obviously. Thoughts on being the new GM of the Strathford Rockets of the Western Conference of the Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League?
Well, it's a tremendous honor, knowing the history of the Rockets organization. It's been around for quite some time. Really humbling to be a part of such a strong community-based team, and just the support that we've gotten so far since the announcement has been amazing.
When you and owner Corey Conacher, when did you guys start thinking, hey, Strathroy might be a place to go?
Well, it goes back quite some time. We've been in discussions with the league just to see exactly what would be the best fit, because being a part of the GOJHL, being such a strong league and one that's been around for as long as it's been, Corey and I just really wanted to be a part of it. When the opportunity to get Strathroy came up, we wanted to jump on it, and that really started to pick up. We just decided to finalize at the end of June.
Was this the first team in the GOJHL that you guys had inquired on as far as Strathroy, Andrew?
Yes. The way that it all worked out was we reached out to the GOJHL with an expression of interest to purchase a team. Strathroy came about, so we just did our research, and we found that it would really be a no-brainer to obviously look at Strathroy.
For the first time in a long time, the Rockets had a heck of a season last year. Head coach Jason Williams and his staff did a fantastic job. It was a great roster, a lot of improvement in the points, regular season points, and into the playoffs as the three seed. Thoughts on the staff? Are you retaining Jason and his staff, or have you made a decision on that yet as the new GM?
Yeah, anytime you have a coach of the year, it's really important to understand what you have. Doing a character check just with people that know Jason and have played for Jason, it was really a no-brainer. We commit to him to come back for the 24-25 season. So he will be back along with his coaching staff. It's really important for us to make sure that we don't change too much and build on what you said was a great year for us last year. And we really want to build towards, you know, bringing a championship to Strathroy.
Both you and Corey, as we know, based on releases and all that from the Burlington area, the GTA area, how do you get involved with a team, or what's the plan, if you have one yet, as far as being involved with the team when you are quite a distance away moving forward into a new season, Andrew?
Well, hockey has been my full-time job for quite some time now, and Strathroy is my new baby. So alongside with Corey, we're both dedicated to making sure anything and everything regarding Strathroy we're present for. So no matter the distance, we're committed. We'll be present, and we're going to make it work.
That's a fantastic answer, and I know that Rockets fans in the community want to hear that, which brings my next question in. Elephant in the room, optically, ownership, management from a far distance away, people talking, you know, maybe the Rockets aren't going to be here for too long, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, and then they'll look to maybe relocate. What's your message for those people within the community who might be thinking that right now after the news came out?
I want to put everyone's nerves at ease. We have no plans to move the Rockets. The community support, both from just the people and the actual municipality itself, we won't get anywhere else. So we have no intentions on moving. We want to continue building on the historic franchise. Just, we're really excited to get started. We're making a big push to be more active in the community, and we hope to see you all on opening night when that gets announced.
Do you have any dates that you want us to share as far as main camp? Do you have any dates that we can share with the community, or has that not been set yet?
We have some dates that we're whirling around right now. What I would probably just say is stay tuned to the Rocket social media for main camp dates, along with our preseason ticket sales. So we're going to be doing a ticket drive in the coming weeks.